Chucky puffed away on his pipe.
Ole, you ever hear of a place called Stonehead?
Olin stopped his squirming and looked at Chucky. The kid shook his head. Then his lips parted to let three smooth stones fall out of his mouth.
Really?
Said Chucky.
You're sucking rocks now?
Olin shrugged and grinned, showing his muddy teeth.
You sit still and listen to my Stonehead story, then, Rock Eater. It's a mining town about 100 miles or so from the eastern coast of the Palm Sea. They get some gems and minerals out of them mines that are damn valuable in certain markets, I tell ya. It's a ways south of Clinch, if you know where that's at.
Chucky used his hand as a map and pointed out the location for Olin.
Anyways, Stonehead is called Stonehead because there's a stone in the middle of town with an image of a head in it. It's this big white gem, you see, and whoever's head is shown in the stone, that's who rules the city. If that person's rule is denied, the river don't run, the crops don't grow, livestock die, and the people starve. Them mines gotta stay open, so folks follow their stone-given ruler.
Chucky poked his palm for emphasis.
Well, one day there's this guy called Joe Seafick. He wants control of the city and them mines, so he leads an army in there and knocks out the city defenses. Josephic says he controls the city now, and anybody says otherwise can eat shit and die. Folks tell him about the head in the stone and how Josephic can't be the king of Stonehead unless his head's in the stone. Well, Josephic gets riled up and calls for the king of Stonehead. I think his name was Tunk or Tink or some shit. They bring Tunk down to the square, and Josephic puts him on his knees. He gets out this gigantic fucking hammer, and he bashes Tunk on top of the head in front of everybody. Josephic starts to say how he's the king of Stonehead now, but the stone does its thing and reveals the new ruler. This time, it's a lady.
Chucky held his anchor up in front of Olin's face. Olin batted at the anchor with his tongue sticking out. Chucky pulled it away.
Josephic ain't having it, so he tells everybody the stone is over with. He's the new king, and to show it, he's gonna smash that damn rock on to hell. He gets his hammer up, and he starts spinning in circles. He's winding up for the big rock-smashing hammer blow, and here he comes. He slams that hammer into the fucking rock, and shards go flying everywhere. There's this loud boom, and the square fills up with smoke. Well, when the smoke clears, the stone isn't shattered. The hammer's embedded in it a couple inches, but that's it. Josephic is yanking on it, trying to get it out for another swing, but it won't budge.
And then what?
Asked Stolen. Chucky cocked his head.
Well, I'll fucking tell you if you let me. So then there's this white light inside the stone. All of a sudden, this kind of lightning shoots out and wraps around Josephic. He's screaming like somebody's twisting his nuts off as he's trying to let go of the hammer. But he can't get his hands off of it. He stomps and kicks and screams some more, but he can't let go of it. He starts to smoke as the lightning cooks him from the inside out. Well, he fried down to a little shriveled husk, still holding the hammer. Nobody would ever dare touch him after that, for fear of getting fried themselves. He's there, to this day, a fried corpse holding on to that hammer. Folks say the stone keeps him alive, trapped in his own burnt-up body as punishment. Never to live, and never to die. Want to know something? I believe it.